Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state.
Former President Donald Trump finds himself caught between a rock and a hard place right now. The rock in this scenario is moderate Republicans, who think total abortion bans are the work of religious nutjobs and rednecks. And the hard place is the religious nutjobs and rednecks who Trump hopes will vote for him. The biggest problem for Trump is that he needs both groups to vote for him to have any hope of beating Joe Biden. Because remember, Biden won the popular vote fairly comfortably last time around, so Trump desperately needs to appeal to moderate middle America. And it's this group, living predominantly north of the Mason-Dixon line, that have been aghast at state legislatures, mostly in the south of America, criminalising abortion. You better believe Biden knows it, and used his recent State of the Union address to hammer abortion rights as a wedge in the middle of Trump's supporter base. Trump is, after all, the bloke who took credit for overturning Roe versus Wade, ending federal protection in the US for the right to an abortion. But this week we had proof of the tightrope Trump is now walking. He said this week that the states should make their own decisions on abortion, classic small government rhetoric from the right. Next minute, Arizona legislated a near total abortion ban, and Trump was forced to say that the state went too far or risk losing those moderate voters. Now Democrats are pushing the line that Trump could introduce a national abortion ban, which will play extremely poorly with voters in major cities. Republicans have already faced electoral consequences following the end of Roe. Abortion rights advocates have won seven state ballot initiatives since the Supreme Court decision, and a recent Marquette Law School national poll found that 70% of registered voters in America said that abortion should be legal in all or most cases. So expect to hear a lot more about abortion rights as the presidential race heats up.